things that you never really expected to happen to your own husband.
Look at that, Kate. They're all over the river. Like it's not bad enough they have to worry about the plastic worms and Velveeta cheese balls.
Norman, what are you talking about?
The fish, Kate. The fish.
What fish?
My point exactly.
Follow you, Norman.
They're dying. The fish are all dying.
Mommy, what's Daddy doing up in that tree?
I'm not sure, sweetie. I think he's just having one of his little scenes.
And if all the fish die, what do the bears eat?
Bears?
Oh, my goodness. Did that horrible thing come back? The ranger told me they shot it.
They shot my bear?
You're safe now, Norman. You can come down.
I'm not coming down.
Daddy, I'm scared of bears.
No, I'm not. I'm staying up here until we stop it.
Me too.
Stop what?
Move over, Daddy.
Stop killing them.
Daddy, you're standing on my foot.
This is my tree, Davy. Go get your own ecological niche.
Killing who?
Them. All of them. The birds in the sky, the fish in the streams.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly. I gotta love one man till I die.
But really, what choice did we have? He attacked you. Shall I go and get the ranger? Maybe I should go get the ranger.
You're crazy!
That bear wasn't attacking me, Kate. He was just hungry.
Darling, is this going to be another one of your little crusades?
Yeah? Hello?
Norman, hi, I'm Jason from the Sierra Club. According to our records, you now reside at number 347 Oak Tree, North Grove, Any Forest, USA. Is that correct? I'm calling to see about renewing your pledge, Norman. Your dollars are important to us. For only $50, you can save a hippo in Uganda. You know about the Uganda hippos?
Yes, I know about the Uganda hippos. The situation's very disturbing.
And for $75, you can purchase your own tree in the rainforest. Do you know about the rainforest situation, Mr. Jones?
Why do you think I'm sitting in a tree? This is my soapbox. Go find your own soapbox.
And for $100, you can have your very own. Excuse me, Norman. Could you put the singer on the line?
Yes, sure, I guess. It's for you.
Thank you. Hello? Well, thank you for saying so. Yes, I have had some voice training and tap dance. Well, I think the work you do is very important, too.
Dad, I have to go to the bathroom.
Quack, quack.
Dad, damn it, Mr.
Quack, quack.
Hey, Dad, look, it's Daffy. Can we keep him, huh? Can we?
I'll get you, duck. Where are we going to put a duck, Davy?
We could put him in the bathtub.
There's no bathtub in this tree.
Sure there is. It's up in the penthouse.
Ding. Going up?
You want to see? They got a jacuzzi, too.
Mr. Jones, this is Jason of the Sierra Club. For only $500, we'll throw in a whole flock of rare Arctic terns for your jacuzzi. Think how happy your duck will be with its new friends in your personal jacuzzi.
Hey, you ain't putting my stuff where need dad-blame doggone jacuzzis.
Oh yeah, says who?
Says me! I got a right to shoot that duck, and you and your tree-hugging friends ain't taking it away from me.
Oh yeah?
Yeah!
Going up?
Dad, I have to go to the bathroom!
Toiletries, second floor.
There he is, Mr. Ranger. Up there, second branch.
Please, don't call me that.
My husband won't come down, Mr. Ranger.
I said don't call me that, otherwise...
Hey, Mr. Ranger, sir. I like what you've done with the place up here.
Oh, there. Now, you see what you did there? Now we got him to deal with, too.
Going up?
If you please, Miss Elevator Ma'am.
Fourth floor, lingerie, picnic supplies, herbal remedies.
Yep, that's my stop.
Fifth floor, menswear, kitchen appliances, firearms.
Hey, hold it right there! That's my floor!
Leave me alone, Mr. Ranger. Don't come up here. I'm warning you, this is a protest.
Protest?
Civil disobedience.
Oh no, I'm sorry. We can't have that. Not in my state park. Not in a state-supported institution like this. It's against the rules.
Of course it's against the rules. That's the whole point. You stay up here, Norman. You stick to your guns.
How did you get up here?
I've got call forwarding.
I can't take this again, Norman. He does this every time he has a zero birthday, Mr. Ranger.
Oh, no, here comes the big zero birthday cycle story.
You know, the big 3-0, the big 4-0, now the big 5-0. When he got on that homeless jag, goodness, I thought that'd never end.
I'm not coming down until they stop killing everything.
Everything?
Coming through all hours of the day and night.
Strangers in the night.
At least he's not threatening the neighbors this time. I've got to sit down. This tree's gonna ruin these heels. It always starts out perfectly innocent. Like for the big 3-0. That was when he was on his Ralph Nader jag. Excuse me, could you just scoot over a little?
Exchanging glances.
Yeah, well, you want to get your glances off my husband, honey?
Scooby-Doo.
So, we're at his birthday party, and somebody says, when is America going to take back America from the Japanese? All of a sudden, he's across the street, opening up the hood of a stranger's car, and pointing inside the engine, screaming, they didn't build that in Michigan! They didn't build that in Michigan either!
So you're up here because of the Japanese?
No, I told you. What's that? A helicopter?
All right, Norman. We know you're in there.
I'm not coming down!
Why not?
Because of all the killing. The grizzlies and tigers and kangaroos and...
Norman, what have you been reading? Nature's Guidepost?
I've seen it a few times.
Sending money off to those communist holdovers, Norman? Greenpeace? The Nature Conservancy?
Hey, the club respectfully resents that.
Look, Norman, it's man against nature out there. You win some, you lose some.
We're losing more than we're winning, buddy. Do you know that thousands of frogs all over the world have just disappeared? We don't even know why.
Just a few frogs, Norman. Get a grip.
What about the Bengal tiger, the blue whale? They're gone. They're history.
Oh, yeah? What about the American bison and the California redwood?
Huh?
Oh, what's wrong?
Watch out!
Got him back, Norm, from the brink, the trumpeter swan, the pronghorn. Look, all we're saying is that some of us are trying. Save a snail darter here and a prickly pear there, it adds up. Roger, we read you, all clear now. The white dove flies at dawn, upon the king too, the bear is in the woods. Repeat, the bear is in the woods. Look, Norm, gotta go. Take good thoughts.
Ding! Main floor, executive suite, thank you.
Dad, look, run, it's a grizzly!
Son, we're in a tree. We can't run.
Allow me to introduce myself. I am Mr. B. Bear. That's B for black, kid. Everyone knows grizzlies can't climb trees.
What? Oh, what do you want?
Well, I believe you all will find these papers in order. Pass them around, please.
The aforementioned?
Liability?
Applicable statutes?
Party of the first part? I ain't no party of first part.
I'm suing you, every last one of you.
What?
Please don't get me started. It's all there. Slander, libel, trespassing.
Slander?
You're making a mockery of me and my kind. You humans, let one in. There goes the whole neighborhood.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever...
Now, there's property damage. Turn to page 8, subsection 12. Scratches on tree. An antique, you know. My grandmother cut her teeth on this tree. And, of course, there's the outstanding charge of attempted assault with a lethal weapon and or show tune on page 16.
Maybe we'll just be going.
I think I'll join them.
Mr. Ranger, take your dart gun and the duck with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Bear, may I just say what a pleasure it is to meet you, and I'd like to personally assure you that the club is 100%...
Scram!
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Bear, you wouldn't sue a child, would you?
Watch me, kid.
Norman, are you going to let that bear talk to our son like that?
Roar!
Okay, come on, Davy. I think you have a cello lesson this afternoon.
Mr. Bear, I just want to say, I really hope that we can be...
Norman, I'll handle it, thanks. Now get out of my tree.
Yes, Mr. Bear.
Hoagie!
Yes, Mr. Bear, sir?
Why don't you go out there and rustle us up some lunch? Use the elevator.
One picnic lunch coming up!
Ding, ground floor, ping pong, trout stream, great outdoors.
Now, this is more like it. I thought they'd never leave.
And that was Bear Bait by Ann Welsbacher. In the cast, Norman was played by Mark Sulander. Davy was Irene Ruderman. The Hunter was played by Dan Grimes. The Sierra Club voice by Jason Dugan. Cabaret singer was Donna Connolly. The voice from the helicopter, Tim Connolly. The elevator was played by Judith Perial. Kate was played by Linda Serafini. Both the Ranger and Hoagie Bear by George Teal. And Mr. B. Bear was Jim McPherson.